Susie Larson here. Welcome to week 3 of our online study, Strong in Battle, Why the Humble Will Prevail. I'm praying with all my heart that you're able to stay engaged all the way through to the very end. You know, it's really easy to sign up for something and get engaged for a couple weeks and then sort of forget about it. And, you know, you're under grace, you know, no obligation here. But we only get out what we put in. And I really believe there's something here for you that God wants you to know, that God wants you to learn and embrace and kind of make your own. So in the days ahead, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you're able to stand with confidence and a contentment and even a joyful expectancy that God is up to something good. Well, in the email that you received this week, it says this: if pushed far enough, most of us will ask the question, why is this happening to me? We find ourselves in a raging storm with waves that threaten to topple us. We barely come up for air and we're pulled back down again. You think, I could handle it if it were only one crisis. But so often when trouble comes at us, it comes from every angle and we wonder where God is in it all. One moment we're doing life the best we know how, and the next, all hell seems to break loose on us. Well, you know, it is true that we all have different thresholds for battle, pain, and suffering. And you wonder how far do you have to be pushed before you start to accuse God, question God, ask why me? And the thing is, you even have had different thresholds in battle based on how you've handled previous battles. You may often hear me refer back to my fitness days because I see such an incredible parallel between our physical health and our spiritual health. There are people who've never exercised, would never say that they're athletic, but they hit a certain age and thought, I need to invest in my health. So they started exercising. They got a trainer. So they learned how to increase, you know, intensity and strength and all those things a step at a time. You can't do too much too soon. And in due time, their threshold increased. You know, their capacity to run a distance or run a pace or lift weights increased. Their new normal was established because of choices they made. Well, in very much the same way, God uses our storms and our trials to train us for battle. And my go-to passage in so many ways around this topic is Psalm 18. You see this progression where he cries out to God for help. The enemy confronted him at a moment he was weakest. He cried out to God and his cry reached God's ear. And God was angry that the enemy came against one of his own. So he reached down from on high and he rescued this dear one as he rescues us and he puts us in a place of safety and of healing because he delights in us. So we go from being victim. Then eventually, if you continue to read the chapter, we move to being a victor. Because once he establishes us, he heals us, and then he trains us for battle. Where once we were being chased by our enemy, if you look at the latter part of Psalm 18, we're chasing that enemy down and putting him under our feet. And it says, he trains my hands for battle. He strengthens my arms to bend a bow of bronze. He makes my feet like hinds feet to walk on high places. That speaks of a spiritual agility, that you're so fit and agile that you can stand steady and battle steady on uneven terrain. That doesn't happen overnight. That happens from leaning in, from applying God's promises and truths to your situation, from cultivating intimacy with God so that you just know beyond a shadow of a doubt, he's always good and he always loves you and he cannot fail you. It's impossible for him to do that. That would defy his character. And the more confident we grow in the Lord and his goodness and his promise that he'll come through for us, the better we'll fare in battle. And the meme in today's email, I really love it, says, Jesus wants to transform you into someone you never dreamed you could be. He wants to turn your fear into faith, your tendency to self-protect into a passion to step out with purpose. Don't let this battle go to waste on you. How do you waste a battle? You whine, you complain, you grumble, you point to other people, you use this time to get jealous of those who are skating through life. Well, we all have different battle seasons. Someone might be skating, but their time of trial is coming. You don't wish that upon them, but you don't wish yourself into another story either. Because when you see your story, when it's all said and done, you're going to love your story most. So let's lean in today and say, Lord, what are you after in me? The enemy has been allowed to attack me. Is there something in my life that has opened the door? Or is he coming against me because he's threatened by the call of God on me? Help me to discern it so I can rise up, stand in battle, and trust you to deliver me. I'm going to pray for you. Father, I pray for my friend today. Would you bless them abundantly? Would you give them just a grit and a faith and a wisdom to see what the enemy is up to in their life, what you're up to in their life, and what their next move should be? God, we want to know you more. We want to trust you more. We want to love you more, and we want to understand how much you love us in ever-increasing capacities. Train us for battle so that we can stand strong in this day. We pray this in your precious son's name. Amen. Hang in there, friend. We are with you. Email me and tell me what God is showing you, because we're giving away resources every week. Email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Just share, what is the Lord teaching you? We're going to be praying for you, and we'll pick a name every week to send some surprise resources from our Faith Radio show. So have a great week. We'll meet you back here next time.